Proclamation number 3961 of 24th of January, 1947. Mediation of spiritual knowledge according to its worthiness. Everyone receives spiritual gifts according to his worthiness and desire, and the understanding for them will also be accordingly. The human being may well rise into spiritual spheres at times, but he can still be far more materially minded than others, and the receipt of spiritual good can certainly take place at times, but it will not become spiritual property because it does not penetrate the heart deeply enough. The world with its demands pushes itself forward and lets the spiritual fade away. Thus people can certainly temporarily gain possession of spiritual gifts through indirect reception, but they will not be able to be very effective because they do not put the desire for them before everything else. Likewise, the desire can also be greater, but the way of life does not always correspond to God's will. In that case, spiritual gifts can only be offered to him to a limited extent, yet always to the extent that strength is supplied to him through it, and he can therefore live in accordance with divine will if he seriously strives for it. The human being can only be given according to his worthiness, otherwise his ascent development would be influenced, i.e., his will would be compelled to live a life pleasing to God, and thus also spiritual progress. Spiritual gifts, however, as God's emanation of strength, are a sure means of ascent as soon as they're received with desire. The human being himself therefore increases or decreases the reception of strength through his will, and therefore he must always work on himself if he wants to ascend. Yet God takes the smallest impulse of will into account. He draws it with his love as long as the human being does not resist, as long as he does not cling too tightly to the world, and thus renders God's gift of grace ineffective. For God does not force the human being's will, because perfection is only possible in free will. Amen.